Today's Shir's Masecht is Vachem and Daf Nun Ches, as we begin the new Perek and Mishnah of Kodshei Kodoshim at the top of the Amud. Begins the Mishnah. Kodshei Kodoshim, Sheshachton Beroish HaMizbeach. If you're supposed to Shecht, as we learned in the last Perek, Kodshei Kodoshim, in the northern part of the Azara, and what happens, the Mishnah discusses, if the Kohen Shechted it on the top of the Mizbeach. Is it kosher or is it not kosher? So Rabbi Yosi Omer, ki'ilu nishchat b'tzofen, that it's considered as if it was shechted in tzofen, and it is kosher. And the Gemara will explain exactly what Rabbi Yosi means, that it's as if it was shechted in the tzofen. Tosfos, the top Tosfos Divrei Maaseh L'Kodesh HaKadoshim, points out that the Lashon of the mission is a b'riyevet, sheshachdan. It's mashul chatchila, he shouldn't have shechted it on top of the mizbeach. So Tosfos says, of course, midaraisa, it's mutter even lechatchila to shecht on top of the mizbeach. However, possibly the lashon sheshachton is midarabbanan. The rabbanan didn't want animals live animals to go on top of the mizbeach because Tosfos says shalei tarbitz glolim. That to make sure that the cleanliness of the Mizbeach is kept, and therefore the Rabbonin perhaps were geyser that the animal should not be shecht on top of the Mizbeach, but Avada Midaraisa, we're going to learn out from a pasuk in the Torah that it is permitted lechatchila to shecht on top of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees with Rabbi Yosi. By the way, the Rabbi Yosi Stam, we have Rashi on the second line from the bottom on Nun Ches Amid Beis. At the end of the line, Rashi says, Avol Rabbi Yosi Stama Dehu Rabbi Yosi Ben Chalafta. So actually we have two Rabbi Yosis here in the Mishnah. So Rashi tells us that Rabbi Yosi Stam, the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that's Rabbi Yosi Ben Chalafta. And then now we come to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. What does he hold? The bottom half of the Mizbeach, which was towards the south side of the Beis Hamikdash, that has a loch of Dorim, and Dorim is possible for Kodshei Kodashim. The upper half of the Mizbeach, which was the northern part of the Mizbeach, that has a din of Tzofen, and there if the Kohen shecht it is kosher. Whereas Rabbi Yosi Bar Chalafta holds, the Tanakhama holds, that the whole Mizbeach is kosher to shecht Kodshei Kodashim. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan made a statement, and that is, Omer Hoya Rabbi Yosi Kulei Mizbeach B'Tzofen Koi. That Rabbi Yosi's opinion was, there's a big machlokes, as we'll soon see on Amud Beis, exactly where the Mizbeach was situated in the Azara. There's different opinions, whether it was all on the north side, all on the south side, or it was half north, half south, right in front of the Pesach into the Ulam and the Heichal. So the sheet of Rabbi Yosi is that it was all in the north. So Rashi tells us that really Rabbi Yochanan had a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim to this effect. However, the Gemara thinks that Rabbi Yochanan was medayik it from the Mishnah. How do I know that Rabbi Yosi holds that the whole Mizbeach was b'tzofen? Because that's what Rabbi Yosi said. Rabbi Yosi says, ki'ilu nishchatu b'tzofen, it has halach of tzofen, even though you're not doing it on the ground of the Mizbeach. You're doing it on top of the, you're not doing it on the ground of the Azori, you're doing it on top of the Mizbeach, but that has halacha like you're doing it b'tzofen. Why? Because the fact is that the whole Mizbeach was b'tzofen. That's what the Gemara thought. The reality is that it wasn't, we'll soon see, it wasn't a diuk from the Mishnah, but rather it was a Kabbalah that Rabbi Yochanan had from his Rebbeim, that Rabbi Yosi was of the opinion that the Mizbeach was totally in the northern part of the Azar. Ask the Gemara, if that's so, then I have a question on the Mishnah. My Ke'ilu, what does the Mishnah say? That if you do it on the Mizbeach, it says if you did it in the north. If the whole Mizbeach was in the northern part of the Azar, then it's Mamish in the north. It's not like the north, it is the north. So the Gemara says, no. Mao, the same I would have thought, there's a different problem. Because the Pasuk says, Vishachat oisoi al yerech hamizbeach tzofoyna, that you should check the oila on the side of the mizbeach in the northern part. So there's a requirement of yerech hamizbeach. And L'chaira, that means on the ground level, on the side of the Mizbeach, on the northern side of the Mizbeach. Ma'u, the same would be al Yerech V'lecha. You don't have that if you're on top of the Mizbeach. Kamash Malon, that's why Rabbi Yossi says it's Ki'ilu Nishchatu B'tzofen. He means not in the geographical area of north. We know that because Rabbi Yossi Shita is that the whole Mizbeach was in north. But he means to say it has the halacha of Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofoyna. That's what he means, ki'ilu. Even though it's not on the ground, either you don't need, it's not ma'akiv the din of Yerech HaMizbeach, or the Torah gave the top of the Mizbeach a halacha as if it's Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofoyna. That's the Kamashma, and that's why Rabbi Yossi used the word ki'ilu. Amar le Rabbi Zeil Rabbi Asi, he said, Rabbi Zeil to Rabbi Asi, Elamiata, if so. And here Rashi explains that Rav Zeira understood that Rabbi Yochanan was being medayik from the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yossi held the whole Mizbech is in the north. If that is how you deduced it from Rabbi Yossi, let's turn to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Elamiata. Look, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who says that only the northern part of the Mizbech is kosher on top, and the southern part is not kosher. So are you going to make the same diyuk? Hachanami, the chetzi b'tzofen, the chetzi b'dorm. If Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta, the Tanakama holds that the whole Mizbeach was to the north, and that's why it's kosher on the whole Mizbeach, so then Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, who holds only the half of the north is kosher, and not the half of the south, must be, because he holds that the Mizbeach was situated exactly in the middle of the Azorah. Half of it was in the northern part, half was in the south, and that's why you're only kosher if you shecht on the northern half of the Mizbeach. The chitei machanamin, if you say, okay, yeah, that enechanami, make that diyuk. No, you cannot make that diyuk. Why? V'ha'at, you Rav Asi yourself, who the amrat mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, you told us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that moid the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Although Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says that the northern part on top of the Mizbeach is kosher if you shechted there, he's moide she'im shachton kenegdoi, the way the sheet is gairus here, that if you shechted opposite the northern part of the Mizbeach, bekarka, in the karka, psula, it's possible. The Gemara further on this Amud is going to figure out exactly what does that mean. Does that mean he made a tunnel under the Mizbeach? We'll leave that for the Gemara in a few lines. But the point is that if it's not on top of the Mizbeach, but it's somehow in the karka, let's say under the Mizbeach, so it'll be possible. So what's the logic of that? It must be it's possible because it's all in Dorim. It must be that Rabbi Yossi holds the whole Mizbeach is really in Dorim. The Torah, for some reason, as we'll soon see, the Torah was matur the top half of the Mizbeach, the northern part. But that's only on top of the Mizbeach. But once you get to the ground level, where are you? You're in the southern part of the Azorah. The southern part of the Azorah. You can't check kacha kacha. So if so, we have now a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan, the steerer. From the Mishnah, the way we're learning the Mishnah, we're learning that Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakama, holds the whole Mizbeach is in the north. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds it was half-half, and that's why it's kosher on the northern part of the Mizbeach, not on the southern part. That's how you would learn the Machlokas in the Mishnah, where the Mizbeach was located. But if so, I have a steer in Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that on the ground level, it is possible, even in the northern part of the Mizbeach, in the ground level, it's possible. Why is it possible? Because it's considered as being, it is totally in the south. So you just said before, it's not totally in the south, it's half north, half south. What's pshat? Amalei, hachi kamar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi explains, you're making a mistake. Rabbi Yochanan didn't deduce from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakama, holds the whole Mizbeach was in the north. That he had a Kabbalah from his Rabbeim. The Machloikis in our Mishnah is in a totally different matter. The Machloikis is how to learn a Pasuk. As far as where the Mizbeach is concerned, it could be all in the north, it could be all in the south. That's irrelevant to the Machloikis. And therefore, don't make a deduction that Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach was half north, half south. No, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds the whole thing was in the south. But that has nothing to do with permitting it on top of the Mizbeach on the northern part. That is totally in a machloikas and a pasuk. Let's see it inside. They both learned it from the same pasuk. The machloikas centers not on the where the Mizbeach was located. The machloikas centers on the following pasuk. It says concerning the Mizbeach, Vizavachta olav esolasech v'shlamech. On the Mizbeach, you are allowed to shecht your oilois and your shlamim. So this doesn't mean next to the Mizbeach. It means even on top of the Mizbeach. The Torah was matir shechting. That's what Tosfos said, the top Tosfos that we learned, that minereisa lechatchila, you're allowed to shecht on top of the Mizbeach. The Rabbanan perhaps said that lechatchila you shouldn't do it, only b'diavad. But minereisa, it's mutter on top. So now, here's the machlokes. Rabbi Yossi saver kuloi lo oila vekuloi lishlamin. Rabbi Yossi says that the Torah was mechadesh, that the whole top of the mizbeach is good, both for an oila and for a shlamin. Now, for a shlamin, it's pashut, because the shlamin you could shecht anywhere. Kachim kalam, you can shecht anywhere in the Azor. The chiddush is that even for an oila, it's good. So the Shita Mekabatzis asks, what kind of chiddush is it? What do I need a pasuk? What do I need a love? If you're telling me that Rabbi Yossi Shita Bekabola, Rabbi Yochanan had a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, that Rabbi Yossi holds that the Mizbeach is totally in the north, so why should the top of the Mizbeach be different than any other part of the north where you're allowed to shecht Kachik Hadashim? So the Shita answers, like we learned before in the Gemara, there's not a problem of tzofen, it's a problem of yerach. We learned the pasuk that the v'shachat oisoi al yerach hamizbeach tzofoina. Maybe it's not yerach. So the Torah tells you, no, that even though it's on top, it's not on the ground level, it does have a din of yerach hamizbeach tzofoina. So tzofen is no chiddush. The chiddush is that it's even called yerach, and therefore it's kosher. Now let's go to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda suffer chetziyav loyla v'chetziyav l'shlamim. Half is to the oyla and half is to the shlamim. The top half, the northern part, as it says in the Mishnah, goes to the oyla. That's mistavra because kachim kachim is always to the north, and the southern part is to the shlamim. And as the shlamim is of course good in the northern part also, it's also good even in the southern part. So the Shita Mikabetzis asks a question. Now, before we get to the Shita, one point. Now we're going to say that according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, where is the Mizbeach located? It could be located all the way in the south. Before we asked the contradiction in Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Now it's no contradiction. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds it's in the south. And that's why if you shechted not on top of the Mizbeach, but somehow or other you shechted in the ground level of the Mizbeach, even on the northern side, it'll be all possible. Why? Because once you get to the ground level, you're in the southern part of the Azorah. The southern part, you cannot shecht, kachu, kachu. So therefore, that's the reason why it says, moide, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that on the ground level, the entire surface of the Mizbeach on the ground level is possible. Why is it kosher on the top level? Because that's Xeris HaKasa. Vizavachta olav, eser lesecha, v'eshloimecha. The Torah on the top level was matter, the northern part of the Mizbeach. So it comes out, when you think of it, that the chiddush of the pasuk is different according to Rabbi Yossi and according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's in the north. So you don't need a chiddush to tell me you can shecht on top of the Mizbeach that it's north. It's already there. The chiddush is yerech, as we spoke out before from the Shita, that even though it's not on the ground level, it's good on top of the Mizbeach as well. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, the chiddush is in tzofoin, because the Mizbeach is totally in the south, and the chiddush is that even though it's totally in the south, it still has a din that it's considered tzofen and it is kosher. Now, the Shita over here asks a question, and that is, L'chaira, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, we just said it's a chiddush that it's in the considered north, even though, or, and as the Torah said, the top of the Mizbeach is as good as north. If north is mutter, top of the Mizbech is mutter as well. So the Shita Mekabetz is ass, but it's also not Yerech. It's on the ground, it's not on the ground level. You need, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, also the Chiddush of Yerech. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Luchar will come out two Chiddushim. A, that it's equal to north, even though it's in the south, and B, that has a din of Yerech. So if so, he asks, why didn't Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah also say, Michatzi HaMizbeach Ulitzofen Ki'ilu Nishchata B'tzofen? Just like Rabbi Yosef used the Lashon of Ki'ilu. And we explained, why does it say Ki'ilu? Because you have to tell me it has a din of Yerech. So according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you also need that Chiddush of Yerech. And why don't you have to say, and he doesn't use the word Ki'ilu. So the Shita gives two terutzim. One teretz is he was soimach on Rabbi Yossi. Since Rabbi Yossi already, since Rabbi Yossi used the word kilu already, he didn't have to come up with the word kilu. It's a self-understood kilu as well. The second teretz of the Maram is a very interesting teretz. The Maram answers that the whole chiddush of kilu is only according to Rabbi Yossi the Tanakhama. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, we said the whole mizbeach is kosher. Now, what are the sides of the Mizbeach called? The southern side is called Pnei HaMizbeach. That's when you go up the Kevesh, you come to the face of the Mizbeach, the Pnei HaMizbeach. The other side of the northern side of the Mizbeach, that's the Yerech HaMizbeach. That's called the Yerech HaMizbeach. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakhama, it's a Chiddush in Yerech. Because the southern part of the Mizbeach is Pnei. And yet you're allowing it and considering it to be one, if it's on top of the Mizbeach, we say, we consider it Yerech HaMizbeach. But according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, what's mutter? Only the northern part of the Mizbeach. Not the southern part for Kodesh Kodashim. The northern part it's called Yerech HaMizbeach. So I don't have the Chiddush of Yerech HaMizbeach. So that's why, says the Maram, it didn't have to say Ki'ilu. Because I have. So according to the Maram, it comes out that Rabbi Yais, we said before that there are two Chiddushim in Rabbi Yaisi Berb Yehuda, but perhaps there's only one, the Chiddush of Tzofen. It's in the south, and yet we say that the top of the Mizbech is as good as the south, as in the north. It has a din like Tzofen. The Yerech Chiddush, according to the Maram, is not a Chiddush because it's called the top northern part. It's called Yerech HaMizbeach, and therefore he doesn't need that Chiddush. That's why he answers he didn't use the word Kilu for the Chiddush of Yerech, because he has the Chiddush, there's no Chiddush according to him of Yerech. Now, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda has a svora against Rabbi Yossi, and he says, "Di'isal kedatach kulay lo ayilo kosher." If you're going to say like you, Rabbi Yossi, that the whole top of the Mizbeach is good for kachakachim for an oila, so I don't understand something. Hash the kulul oila kosher, kulul shlomim meboya. What do you have to tell me? Why does the Torah have to tell me the zavach the loves olesech veshlemecha? If it's good for oila, it's certainly good for shlomim. We know that the shlomim, the kachakalim, you could do anywhere in the Beis Hamig, in the Azara. So if you're telling me it's even good for tzofen for oila, so it's certainly good for kachim kalim for shlomim. But so according to me, it's very good because only the top part, the northern part, is good for oila, and the southern part is not good for oila. But according to you, why does it have to mention that it's good for shlomim also? V'idach, what is Rabbi Yossi answers? Itzra. No, I need it. Salkadatchem, and I would have thought oila hu d'dochik le'makim. And oila kachim only has one area of the Yazora to do the Avodin, to do the Shechita, and that is in the northern part. Avo Shlomim, Deloy Dachuk Leimokam, but Shlomim has a lot of space. It has south, east, and west also. So therefore, I would think, Emaloy, I would think, you know, when the Torah is matur, the top of the Mizbeach, that's for Kachim Kachim, because they don't have much room to Shecht. They only have the northern part of the Yazora to Shecht. Mashi Yankin Kachim Kalim, that have all over space, to Shecht. So even if there's a lot of Karbonis, they'll have room all over the Azorah to Shecht. They don't need the top of the Mizbeach. So maybe the Torah didn't want to be matur the top of the Mizbeach for Kache Kalim, Kamash Malan, that the heter of the top of the Mizbeach is good not only for Kache Kachim, it's even good for Shlomim, for Kachim Kalim. But in fact, I, Rabbi Yossi, hold, the whole Mizbeach is good both for Oila and for Shlomim. Gufa. Now let's go back to what we learned before. Amr of Asim Rabbi Yochanan, Moideh, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Shachtan Kenegdai the Shita's Girsa, Bekarka Psulois. That if you didn't do it on top of the Mizbech, it would have been mutter the northern side for Oila, and even the southern side for Shlomim, you did it in the Karka. In the Karka, it's Pasul. Amalei Rav Achami Difla Ravina, my Kenegdai Bekarka. What does that mean, Kenegdai Bekarka? And the Gemara is going to go into various ideas what it means. So Rashi here says, I have a very simple idea of what it means. You know what Kenegda means? On the floor, because as we learned, we saw before, we understood it to mean somehow or other under the space of the Mizbeach. Instead of being on top of the Mizbeach, it's on the ground level. The Gemara is going to go into the tunnels under the Mizbeach. But Rashi says, wait a second, why do we have to go into tunnels under the Mizbeach? Simple. Kenegdan means on the east or the western side, on the floor of the Azara. That's Keneged, the Mizbeach, facing the Mizbeach. So Rashi says that cannot be pshat. Why? Because if it's on the eastern and the western side, the Gemara before said that the Gemara wanted to prove, according to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, that he holds that everything's in the south, that the Mizbeach is totally in the south. Why? Because or else why is it possible on ground level? Right? That was the whole issue before, the steer in Rabbi Yochanan, that if Rabbi Yossi says it's no good on the ground, the only reason must be it's all in the south, because the Mizbeach is totally in the south. Says Rashi, if it would be on the floor, on the eastern or western side of the Mizbeach, then you have no proof that it's in the south. It could be it's in the north. It's still no good. Because we learned before, on Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph, Rashi brings down, that when we say the north is good for Kachi Kachim, it doesn't mean the whole north. It means, as the crow flies, straight ahead north. But once you get to northeast or northwest, then it's no good even for Kachi Kachim either. The Gemara brought a Raya, that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda must hold that the Mizbeach was in the Doroim. Because otherwise, why is it possible Bekarka? Teretz is Pashit. If it's speaking about Kenegdan means on the Ritzpah, on the east or west, it's no good because that even wouldn't be good in the northern part. So maybe Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds Chatzi was in north and Chatzi was south. Why is it possible when it's on the ground level? Because if it's east or west, that would be a problem even on the north side. What's the Gemara's riot that he holds the whole thing was in the south? Says Rashi, that's why the Gemara understood it must be right underneath the Mizbeach. It can't be on the sides. If it's right underneath the Mizbeach, why is it no good on the ground level? Teretz says because it's in the southern part of the Azara. And the Chiddush of the Pasuk of Olav on the Mizbeach, you don't have if it's not on the Mizbeach. If it's on the ground, it's not on. So you don't have that heter. So what other heter do you have? Tzofen. But this is not Tzofen. This is Dorv. That's why it's possible. But if it's on the east or the west, it could be in the north, and it's still possible. So I asked Rav Belsky just now a question. Maybe it's on the Ritzpah of the north. How do you know it's somehow underneath the Mizbeach on the ground level? Maybe it's on the Ritzpah, not east or west, but Ritzpah, right, past the end of the Mizbeach on the northern side. Maybe that's Keneged Mizbeach. So Rabelski answered me, that's not Keneged, that's Acher, that's past the Mizbeach. There's the Pnei Mizbeach when you come up from the south side. There's the two sides, that would be Kenegdon, or underneath is also Kenegdon of the Mizbeach. But once you get to the northern part, after the Mizbeach, you're after the Mizbeach. So that the Gemara has no Havamina, that it means the northern Ritzpah. So now that we excluded north and east and west, so the Gemara understands that it must be somehow underneath the Mizbeach. So now let's see what the Gemara says might be the solution here. My Kenegda Bekarka, Ilema Amayusoid Amasoiviv, maybe it means not on the top of the Mizbeach, but Hoshecht on the Amma of the Yusoid at the bottom of the Mizbeach, or at the sixth Amma level, we learned about the Soiviv that goes where the Kohanim were able to walk around the Mizbeach. In other words, maybe that's Puzzle. So I have two questions. Number one, Hai Gufa Mizbeachu. That, why should that be pasul? That's not the ground level. That's part of the mizbeach. V'oid, my, the sheet that takes out the word kenegdon, my bekarka. What do you mean bekarka? It's not bekarka. It's in the midair. It's bekarka. Even the yesod is when you're doing it on the yesod, you're one am above the karka. How do you call it bekarka? V'chi tema, the oven mechilos bekarka. Here's where we come to the tunnels. Maybe they made a tunnel under the mizbeach. V'shachet buen, in the tunnel they were shoychet, and that's what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's moed. It's not good there. V'chi haygavna miyavi mizbeach. Would that be good by a mizbeach? In other words, when we say Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's moed, it means, although I hold the northern part of the mizbeach is kosher, but when you get to ground level, it's pasul. But this would be a psul even on the mizbeach. V'atanya mizbeach adama tasli, make a mizbeach of earth, sheyehei mechuber me'adama. It has to be connected to terra firma. It has to be connected to karka. Shelo yivnenu, he's not allowed to build a mizbeach. Loy al gabe mechilois, not on top of tunnels. V'loy al gabe kifana, not on top of arches. It has to be solid on the ground. So this is what the Gemara is asking. You're telling me to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is moide, that although on top of the mizbeach is good, but in the ground, in the tunnel, it's not good. If you have a mizbeach on a tunnel, then it's not even good on the mizbeach. So that can't be pshat. Loitzricha, says the Gemara, the botzre betzure. He made it shorter. The Chazon Ish explains it doesn't mean he cut off part of the mizbeach and shechted there, because we learned that if any stone of the mizbeach has a nick in it, it passels the mizbeach. It has to be smooth without any nicks. So if he would cut off the mizbeach, that certainly would make it have a cut in it. It wouldn't be kosher for mizbeach. What it means is that although we know you have to have a mizbeach of square, 32 by 32, but the midos are not ma'akev. What is ma'akev is a square. The Gemara later on Daf Samach Beis says that if you had a square mizbeach, but it was miniature, it didn't have the dimensions of 32 by 32, as long as it's square, it's still kosher. So very good. He shechted on the ground in the area of the mizbeach, but the mizbeach was made, let's say, 20 by 20. Instead of 32 by 32, it was 20 by 20. So in those 12 amas difference, that's where he shechted. So on top of the mizbeach, if it's on top of the mizbeach, it's kosher. But at ground level, there, even though you're in the mizbeach, but you're not on top of the mizbeach, it doesn't have the heter of the Torah of zavachta olav es oile secho. And therefore, since it doesn't have that heter, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, where is this karka? In what part of the Azora? In the southern part of the Azora? Memela, it's pasul. Amar Rab Zera, said Rab Zera, efshir isul ahad Rabbi Yochanan, could it be that Rabbi Yochanan had this Kabbalah in Rabbi Yossi that Rabbi Yossi, the Kabbalah of Rabbi Yochanan in Rabbi Yossi was that the Mizbeach was totally betzofen, v'leitznina lo b'masnisen, and Rashi has an interesting lashon, v'leitznina lo shum remez b'mishnah b'shisha starim. In all of Shisha Sidre Mishnah, there's no remez to this yisod that the entire mizbeach was in the north. It's impossible. There must be some Mishnah that says this. No, fuck, he went out. Dok, he investigated. Va'ashkach, and he found, yes, there's a beferish Mishnah in Tamid that we can make this diuk from, that the whole mizbeach was in the north. This is not. Biru misham atzeitena. They took from there. Rashi says, what is there? Rashi says that this is the storehouse for Midir Ha'etzim, the storehouse of the wood. What did they take out? We know that there were three marachas on top of the Mizbeach. There was the maracha that was used to burn the oila and the imurim of all the other korbanos. There was a maracha ktana, and that was next to the maracha gdoila. And that's the maracha that we are gonna, in our Gemara, it's called maracha shnia. The second maracha was from where they took the gecholim, which they used to burn every day, morning and night, the Ketores on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but they took the Gecholim from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And then there was a third maracha, which was Eish Tamid Tuchad Boy, that there was a fire that remained constantly on top of the Mizbeach. So Biru Misham, they took from the Dir Ha'etzim Atzeitena, fig wood. Yafim, nice fig wood, l'seder maracha shniya shoktaris, to be mesader, to arrange the second maracha, this smaller arrangement of wood, burning wood, for the gecholim, which are going to be used for the ketores. Rashi tells us why specifically they take fig wood, even though you could take any wood as kosher, but fig wood specifically was taken because we find that the pasuk says that vayisperu alei teina, that Adam and Chava, they sewed together fig leaves, and Rashi brings down the end of the pasuk, Vayasulem Chagoris, they made for themselves aprons. So since the fig tree was used after the Chet of the Esa Das to help Adam and Chava in the situation they were in, that's why it was taken as the special wood for the Marocha Shnia Shoktaris. Now, where was this Marocha Shnia Shoktaris placed on top of the Mizbeach? Says the Mishnah in Tamid, Keneget Karen Maravis Deroimus. It was opposite the southwestern corner. Moshech Menakaren Klapitzof in Arba Amis. It was 4 Amis north from the southwest corner. Bo'oimed Chamesh Soin Gacholim. They approximately had enough wood to make 5 Soim of Gacholim, of coals. Ubishabis ba'imid shmoina soin gecholim. On Shabbos they needed 3 extra, enough wood to make 3 extra soin of gecholim, of coals. Why? Because on Shabbos they shom hayu naisin shnei bezichi levoina shalechem apanim. Because every week they would burn the frankincense, the spoons, the bezichim of levoina frankincense, which was brought together with the lechem apanim. So every week they would burn that. And where did they burn it? So Rashi says the only thing you burnt on the Mizbeach Hazov, the Mizbeach HaPnimi in the Heichel, was the Ketores every morning and every night. So they didn't burn it there. Where did they burn the Levoina, even though it was coming from the Heichel? They burned it on the Mizbeach HaChitzon outside. So on that day, they needed more wood to make, in order to burn the Levoina. Now, we had over here that it was on the southwest corner, and it was 4 amas away from the southwest corner. So the Gemara says, Umay Simna, which means, what's the reason that we have it bedafka? Why can't I make the maracha elsewhere? Why do I have to do it on the southwest corner? Why does it have to be 4 amas away from the southwest corner? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi. This is going like Rabbi Yossi. The Sanya, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, as we turn to daf Nun Chesamid Beis, Zeh Simen, the Shita puts in the word biyotcha. Rashi brings the word biyotcha also. In other words, follow this rule. I'm going to give you now a rule of where they put the Marocha Shniya and why they put it there. Because this is the rule. Kol anitol b'fnim linasim b'chutz. Whatever is taken from the Heichel inside to bring out to the Azor on the outside, einai noisin el b'samach. If you have to put it on the Mizbeach, you have to put it close, she'en lefnim. Rashi says, ein lefnim yoyser mimenu. You have to bring it to the Mizbeach, which is the closest to the Pesach of the Ulam and the Heichel. And another rule, the cholanito b'chutz, whatever is taken from the outside, from the Mizbeach achitza, and linos and lefnim, to bring inside the Heichel, ein anitel, ala besamach she'en lefnim. Same thing. It has to be taken from the Marocha, which will be put on the Mizbeach closest to the doorway into the Ulam and the Heichel. So now, first the Gemara figures out, what are we talking about, what's taken from the inside to the outside, from the outside to the inside, what are we referring to? And then we're going to figure out why it had to be the 4 Amas from the southwest corner. Kala nitl b'fnim l'nasim b'chutz, mind you, what are we referring to? Ilei meshirayim, if you're talking about the shiori hadam, from the chatos pnimi that has to be poured on the yisod of the mizbeach, behedjik sivbu. I don't need Rabbi Yossi's rule, his klal, his simen. That's often a pasuk. The pasuk says, El Yisoid Mizbech HaOilah SheHapesach HaOmad. Actually, there's one word which the Gemara doesn't bring. Yishpoich, it should be poured out. The Shiori Adam should be poured out on the Yisoid of the Mizbech HaOilah SheHapesach HaOmad. The Yisoid has to be right there in front of the Oil Mayit. So, of course, it has to be the closest to the Pesach HaOil Mayit. I don't need Rabbi Yossi for that. Visu, what about the other halacha? Whatever is taken from the outside to be brought in the inside, mind you, what is that referring to? If we're speaking about the Gecholim of Yom Kippurim, which were taken inside from the Mizbech HaChitzot into the Kodesh HaKadoshim Lefnai Lefnim, and the Kohen was Makdur, a Maloi Chafnuf Ketoris Samim Daka. He had the Ketoris which filled up his palms of his hands, and he was Makdur that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gecholim for that were taken from the Mizbech HaChitzoin. So that's also Beferish HaPasek. Behejik Sivbu, it says, V'lokach Maloi HaMachte Gachalei Eish. And we have in the Gemara Vigoimer, etc., and the Shita takes out the Vigoimer, and in the Shita, he says, the Gemara actually finishes the Pasuk. And the Pasuk is, May Al HaMizbeach MiLifnei Hashem, the Shita in Ois Beis here. So the Pasuk says, Beferish Lifnei Hashem. You're taking a Maloi Machta of Gecholim. Where are the Gecholim taken from? They're taken from Lifnei Hashem. So again, it's written beferish. So why do I need the mizbeach which is lifnei Hashem? Rashi brings down the Gemara in Yuma daf mem hey amid beis. It says mi lifnei Hashem. Ezu mizbeach shemiktsasay lifnei Hashem ve'ein kulay lifnei Hashem. Which mizbeach is there that it's not totally in front of the door of the ulam? Zeh mizbeach achitzayin. So it's partially in front of Lifnei Hashem, Mi Lifnei Hashem. Partially yes, partially not. That's the Mizbeach HaChitzot. So the Torah says Beferish, it has to be Lifnei Hashem. So I don't need Rabbi Yossi to tell me that it had to be the closest portion of the Mizbeach, which is facing the door. Ella, Kol HaNitl B'Fnim L'Nasim B'Chot Shnei B'Zich L'Voynish Alechem Aponim. The Gemiri Mishirayim, Rabbi Yossi is telling you that not only is there a din by the Shirayim, that you have to pour the Shiorim of the Chatas Pnimi on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach closest to the door, but we learn out from the Shirayim to the Shnei Bezich Levoina, to the frankincense, that had to be burnt as well, that has to be put as well by the closest part of the Mizbeach to the door of the Ulam and the Heichal. What's the other halacha? Hanitel b'chutz li'nasim b'fnim. What's taken from the outside, bring inside. Gecholim dechol yoyma v'yoyma. Not the gecholim of the machtas for Yom Kippur on the l'fnai l'fnim, but the daily, in the morning at night, they took gecholim for the k'tayrus. The gamram mikcholish for Yom Kippur. We learned that out, just like the haktara of the k'tayrus on Yom Kippur was taken the gecholim from the mizbeach hachutz. The same thing is with the daily hakrov of the k'tayrus as well. So it comes out now that the maracha shnia, the maracha k'tana, had to be placed on the mizbeach as close to the door of the ulam and the heichal as possible in order to be mekayim. And it comes out on this maracha shnia was put the levoina to burn and was taken the gecholim for the haktara yoim yoim of the k'tayrus. The k'tayrus was burned on mizbech hapnimi. So I'm saying the gecholim for the burning was taken from the mizbech hachitzon and then it was burnt in the mizbech hapnimi. So now we know what we're dealing with. Now the question is the logistics of the four amas. And here comes the proof that Rabbi Yossi holds that the whole Mizbeach was Bechitzon. Well, the whole Mizbeach was Betzofen. Umay Kasover. What does this Tana Mesech the Tamid hold? I Kasover Kulum Mizbeach Bedorim Koi. If you're going to say that the whole Mizbeach was in the south side, so it means like this. If you say it's in the south, it means that it's from halfway of the entranceway of the Heichal. The Heichal, the doors of the Heichal were 10 amis wide. The Ulam was 20 amis wide. So if you're going from the Heichal, so half of the doorway of the Heichal was north, half of the doorway of the Heichal was south. The Mizbeach, if the whole Mizbeach was to the south, it would end at the midway mark of the door of the Heichal. Okay, how big was the Mizbeach? 32 amos. How much of the Mizbeach is facing the doorway? 5 amos. Because we said the Ulam's door is 10 amos. The half that's in the south is 5. So if I have a Mizbeach of 32 and 5 of my amos, the northern part of the Mizbeach, the last 5 amos, are opposite the door. But I have my maracha on the southwest corner, we said. I'm going to have to move it. How many amas to get it up to the doorway? 27 amas. The whole Mizbeach is to the south. That's 32 amas. How much of the Mizbeach is facing the doorway? Only 5 amas. 32 minus 5 is 27. That's the Gemara asks. How could you tell me they moved it up north? 4 amas, they would have to move it up north 27 amas so that it should hit the door of the Mizbeach. Esrim v'sheva boy lemeisei. They would have to bring it up 27 amos so that it should be in the last northern 5 amos facing the doorway. Ve'inam ikasover kedushas heichel v'ulam chadahi. And if you'll tell me that Pesach of the oil moyed, Pesach of the Beis Hamikdash was considered not just the heichel, but the ulam had the same kedusha as the heichel. So therefore, I don't have to look at the 10 amos of Heichel doorway, I could look at 20 amos of Ulam doorway. That means 10 amos of the Ulam doorway was in north, 10 amos were in the south. So if so, if you're going to say Kedusha Heichel Ulam Chodehi, it's all one Kedusha, Esrim Utarte Boy Macy. So again, my Mizbeach stretches for 32 amos. How much of my Mizbeach, which is all the way to the south, is next to the doorway where it has to be 10 amos of the ulam. Okay, not 5 amos of the heichel. I'll give you 10 amos of the ulam. 32 minus 10 leaves 22. So if you want to get it to the doorway, you have to move it up 22 amos. What are you telling me? 4 amos. And now, ikasover chetzi b'tzofi v'chetzi b'dorim. And if you'll tell me that he's of the opinion that the Mizbeach was half on the north and half of the south, that means 16 amos, the Mizbeach was right smack, not in the north, not in the south, but smack in the middle, right in front of the door of the Heichel and of the Ulam. Good. So how big is the Mizbeach? 32. That means in the northern part of the Azorah, how much was there of the, according to the Shita? 16. In the southern part, how much was there? Was 16. So let's make the Cheshbon again. Chatzri boy lemesi. If you're going to use the Heichel doorway, you have 5 on the north, 5 on the south. So if I'm starting out on the southwest corner, and I have to move my maracha that it should be lifnei Hashem, we need it by the door, that's where I'm going to put my levoina, right when I come out of the doorway. That's where I'm going to take my gechelas for the haktorah of the ktoris in the lifnei, in the heichol, right? I'm going to have my maracha shnia moved up. How much? I'm going to have to move it up 11. Why 11? Because I have only 16 on the south and 16 on the north. So I have 5 of doorway of the Heichal, that from 5 to 16 is 11. Ve'elaksavik kedushas Heichal v'ulam chadamilsehi. Oh, maybe you'll tell me the same thing. The ulam will not go with the Heichal. We'll say that the kedusha of the Heichal and the ulam is all one. So I don't have to count the doorway of the Heichal. I can count the doorway of the ulam, which was 20 amis wide. So how much was on the south side? 10 amis. How much am I away? 16 amis. How much do I have to move up? You're getting closer, but you're not there yet. You have to move up 6 amos. And what did we say you have to move up? 4 amos. Shisboy lemisi. El alav mishum de kesaver kulim mizbech b'tzofen koi. This is my proof. He must have held that the whole mizbech was on the northern side, which means that the southern edge of the mizbeach was by the doorway. Well, the whole mizbech is to the north, and midway through the door of the Heichel and the Ulam, you come out, you're going to hit the Mizbeach, the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach is going to come down to the midway of the Heichel and the Ulam. So now he says, you didn't understand the four amos correctly. You thought you're moving up 11 amos and 6 amos and all the cheshbonos. You're trying to move it from south to north to get closer to the doorway because you had the mizbeach on the south. I have the mizbeach on the north. You know why I'm 4 amos away? For a whole different reason. Vahani arba amos amo yisoid, va'amo soivev, va'amo mokum kronos, va'amo mokum ragleakohanim. I can't put the Marocha right on the tip of the southwestern corner. Don't forget, the 32 by 32 includes the Amma of the Yisoid. You can't put it there. I have another Amma I have to go back because I have the Amma of the Soivev. I have another Amma I have to go back because the Karen. And then I have another Amma I have to go back because you can't put the fire right next to the Karen either. You have to give the Kohanim one Amma that could be between the Karen and the fire. What it's telling you four Ammas is that right when the four Ammas end, immediately put the Marocha over there. Because if you're going to move it a little further north, then you're going to be out of the doorway. You only have 5 Ammas to play around with if you hold the Homas Beaches to the north. So I have 4 Ammas, you can't put it there. But as soon as you finish, so it's not that the 4 Ammas is to move it closer from south to north, but rather 4 Ammas is to tell you, don't move further north or else you'll be out of the doorway of the Heichal and the Ulam. You have 4 Ammas and right away put the Marocha Tana there in the 4th to the 5th Amma, and that's where that, then you're the closest possible to the doorway without going past the doorway. The Chimazge Lekameh Tvei, if you're going to move the Marocha a little further north, Sulek HaPesach, then you're out of the doorway according to this Cheshbon. I've proven that Rabbi Yossi is the one who the pshat in the Mishnah in Tamid, and he holds the Homas Beach as the north. Amar Rav Ada Bar Abba, not so fast. You have no proof. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you really, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Sani Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Mizbeach Memutzav Oimer Bamsa Zara. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that it was smack in the middle. Vishloishim Vishtayim Amos Hoyuloi. There was 32 Amos of the Mizbeach. Esther Amos Keneged Pischah Shel Heichel. So there's 10 Amos of the 32 Keneged the doorway of the Heichel. Achas Asrei Amma Mikan Vachasrei Amma Mikan. You have 11, you have 22 Amos left if you, besides the 10 of the Mizbeach that's facing exactly over to the Heichel, the door of the Heichel. So I have 22 left, 11 on this side, the north side, 11 on the south side. Nimtza Mizbeach Mechuvin Keneged HaHeichel. The Mizbeach is right opposite the Heichel. So the Gemara says, how are you helping me? Soif, soif, l'Rabbi Yehuda, chatzrei boi l'meitzi. Why is it 4? You need 11. One second. Vaveika, sarva, kedushas, heichel, v'ulam, chodem, ilsi. If you'll tell me that you don't have to go with the doors of the heichel, you can go with the doors of the ulam because the kedusha of ulam and heichel are the same. And therefore, I have 20 amis. Okay, 20 amis out of, from 32. That means 20 of the 32 amis of the mizbeach are right opposite the doorway. What does that leave you? 12 amis. That means 6 on the north and 6 on the side are not. So Shisa Boyle Misa, we asked that question before. That was the exact same question we asked before. The Gemara says, I have a teretz on that question. Mi savrit hani arba amis bahari ama yisoid v'amis soiviv. Who tells you to start from the ground level, including the Amma of the Yisoid and the Amma Yisoidvev? Arba Amas Barma Amma Yisoid V'Amma Yisoidvev. We're talking on the top, Rashi says, of the Mizbeach. When you're on the top of the Mizbeach, forget about the bottom two Amas that are not Megea to the top of the Mizbeach. So from the top of the Mizbeach, then Einechanami, all you have left is to move it 4 Amas up. So really, I could tell you that we are moving from south to north. Not like your pshat, that don't go past 4 amos, you'll be out of the doorway because the whole Mizbeach was to the north. No, the Mizbeach was half-half. And really, you're moving from south up to the doorway, south-north. But I only count 4 amos because I'm not counting the Yisoid and the Sovev, so then he only has to move up north 4 amos to get closer to the entranceway. Ask the Gemara, so v'nuch mekarab yosibim mutzah. Why do you have to spoil my whole beautiful pshat that I found that Rabbi Yossi is the Tanna? I'm trying to prove Rabbi Yossi holds a Kabbalah. We have a Kabbalah that Rabbi Yossi holds that the whole Mizbeach was Betzofen. So you had a problem. There must be a Remez and a Mishnayis. So I found you a remez in Masechta Tamid. So you answer me, no, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yossi. The same teretz that you're saying according to Rabbi Yehuda, so give me my what I'm trying to prove. It's going like Rabbi Yossi, and I'll give the same teretz. We're not counting the Amma Yisoyed, Amma Yisoyed. All you're left is with four Ammas. So the Gemara says, no, Mishum de Rabbi Yehuda, Shman Alei Memutza Behedya. Rabbi Yehuda, he beferish, says that it was Memutza. In Rabbi Yossi, we didn't see that he says this beferish, and in fact it'll come out it'll be opposite of what we were trying to prove that Rabbi Yossi holds it's all to the north. So the Gemara is saying that the one who we know for sure holds that it was Memutza is Rabbi Yehuda. We have his sheet down pat, and therefore this Mishnah Tamid, if we have to give an author to this Mishnah, we will give the author as being Rabbi Yehuda. And he clearly holds that it was Memutza, and will give the answer with 6 and 4, that we're not counting the two Amos of the Yisoid and Soivev. The Gemara has one more answer, Negea, this, which we will learn in tomorrow's shir.